This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I truly do welcome you. We just picked up another affiliate. We'll broadcast that and give a shout out to those in Colorado and in Ohio. Forgive me, I thought it was Idaho. Forgive me, Ohio. We'll do that on Tuesday. Outside of that, friends, we appreciate your listenership. You've made us the number two radio show today, and again, that's out of 88 or 89 radio stations, so we appreciate your listenership and we appreciate your support. Aside of that, friends, again, what we have been talking about is some crazy stuff going on after the blast in Britain, and how these pop stars and mayors, not only in Britain but also in the United States of America, are all conglomerating, folks. It's interesting to note that you see Hollywood, you see the media, you see the music industry, you see the government all using what they can use to push forth the propaganda. And it's interesting, folks, we see a blast happen in Britain caused by those bad Muslim terrorists, right? But over here in America, they're actually standing up for the Muslims to make sure that they're secure in who they are in the United States of America. But there was no standing up or actually taking the time to make sure the victims were okay. And again, America, just reiterating the point, you have been condition to show more compassion for those that commit the act or perpetrate the crime than you are the actual victims. And I say to those that have taken on that mentality, shame on you. And that is backwards turned, judgment completely turned backwards at every step of the way. Read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment. What I'm going to do is I want to jump over to what's going on in the United States of America. As I was just highlighting, friends, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Minneapolis mayor gives a state of the city address at mosque after the blast in Britain. I want you to think about that, America. You need to know who the enemies are. You see this through sanctuary cities. You see it through the presidents. You see it through those in government, federal and state. You need to understand who the enemies are, friends. And those that are standing up for the Constitution of the United States and the Word of God, not in that order. It's interesting how they are attempting to make them the enemies of the state. Again, highlighting on sonsoflibertymedia.com, this took place yesterday. Minneapolis mayor gives state of the city address at a mosque after Manchester Islamic attack. She said, "We stand with our Muslim communities." Again, no compassion showed to the victims in any sense of the word or during any time of that speech, friends. By the way, if you watch this speech, it was scripted from the very beginning to the very end. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. But friends, you need to understand, listen to me carefully, that you are under attack by these supposed representatives. They're acting in a Saul Alinsky fashion, totalitarian methods. And it's not just an isolated issue or situation here, friends, or happening. This is happening across the boards in the United States of America, and it's been happening since September 11th. in this country. The American people have been under attack as they create bureaucracy after bureaucracy to silence dissent. And that's exactly what this is all aimed at, America, is citizens of this country, forgive me, citizens of this country. Going to the next article on sonsoflibertymedia.com, here we have it again. What happened to the New York Police Department's pedophile RICO case against Hillary Clinton? Isn't it interesting how the people in this country have been conditioned to magnify the crime rather than the law to prosecute the criminal? We have it right here with none other than, again, Hillary Clinton. And again, just remember, all you Donald Trumpites, where is that prosecution? That special prosecutor that was to be appointed by none other than your man, Donald Trump, he has failed to do so. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com highlighting as well Christianity, patriotism, and Memorial Day. What it is not about is hanging out and having a barbecue. Understand what it's all about, friends, that hundreds of thousands fought, bled, dying, and losing life and limb in so many different ways, friends, to ensure your freedoms and what you have. Understanding to those that do have the heart and eyes and ears to hear and see and receive. It's interesting to note that freedom was not given unto us to do what we want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do. Did you hear? I actually listened to the audio. This is on the sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Whoa! Republican candidate body slams Guardian reporter charged with assault. Now, isn't it interesting? Now, he didn't need to get physical with these guys, but isn't it interesting that he just got to the point where he had enough of the lies coming to the media? As a matter of fact, there's a brand new statistic out today, and I believe it's an underground statistic, which it works in favor of those truth seekers. 94% of the American people do not believe a thing that the media, the state-controlled narrative that's set, they don't believe what the media has to say, 94% of them. But going back to this article, we have a Republican candidate who body slammed a Guardian reporter. And interestingly enough, he grabs this guy and body slams him, breaks his glasses. He's charged with assault. But I just want you to think about this. What about the lies these reporters continuously promulgate concerning people to destroy their careers, whatever they may be? How come they're not charged with libel? How come they're not charged with defamation? America, media does not have a right to lie. You, again, have been desensitized. There are laws against those that lie. And you better bet your bottom dollar the media would go broke and there would be no insurance company in sight on their behalf if the American people would stand up and hold them accountable to those laws, friends. Again, let me go back. 94% of the American people do not believe a thing the media has to say. But there are a couple useful idiots out there that the media will use to try to promulgate their message and broadcast their message. And we see it every day, friends, because it's not the majority. It's elite. It is easily the minority. But I also want you to understand that regardless if it was turned around, we're still a constitutional republic. We're ruled by law, not by opinion. It's a tactic of the enemy to believe, to cause you to believe that there's more of them than there really is. And this is what the media is hoping will stay in place. They're scared to death, America, that you're going to call them out for who they are and that you're going to actually stand up and deal with them every step of the way. They're scared to death that you're going to find out that a tactic that they love to use is to cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. In other words, less than 1.7% of the population is being used to destroy your country. Now what's your excuse, America? We're going to come right back, and we're going to go back to Under the Influence, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Twitter account is Bradley Dean, 1EE, Bradley Dean 1 for what it's worth, and you can also jump over on our Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on my Facebook. We'll be right back on the other side.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
Hey, good on you, peoples. This is Alfonso Rachel with PJTV Zone Nation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. Put that salt and light to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means and are using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, but great delivery systems. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, well, eh. But people like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be even better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickery city on the hill get its shine back.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Do take the time to check those pages out, friends. They are suppressing our information on a major scale, and there's a reason for that. They want to control that. Did you hear during the first break before we started the radio program here, friends, how they were talking about how now the enemy is taking it to the Internet? No, now they're seeking to take control on the Internet. Folks, they're using the enemy as the shield. Well, they have the sword behind the shield. They're perpetuating the crime in the guise of playing the victim. You need to understand what's going on, friends. They want absolute control over all media. They want absolute control. They can't have any guys like out there like me, friends, because if they do, what happens is I endanger the possibilities of them establishing a complete and total takeover of government on a global scale. It's not just the United States of America, though it was international war criminal George Soros who rightly said, in his confusion, he blurted the truth out. He said the America and America, the United States of America, are the stumbling block. We're the stumbling block to the New World Order. So we need to wake up and get busy here and win the day. Now just think about this. If less than 1.7% of the population is being used to destroy this country through the lying media that 94% of the American people say they don't believe, how is it that you're losing the day? Here, I want to tell you this. You're not if you act. You need to understand faith without works is dead. And what you need to do, you know what comes to my mind right now is none other than the abolitionist, former slave Frederick Douglass, who said that he prayed for liberty and freedom for 20 years and nothing happened. He said it began to happen when he prayed with his feet. So don't be a hearer of the word or a word of God. And not a doer, deceiving yourselves. Show the world your faith by your works. Because if you do all that you can do, God is sure to show up on your behalf and show himself strong. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to him, and he does and he will. But again, friends, what's going on right now in this country is the fact that if we come together, and it's a curse, it's perfect judgment, no ifs, ands, or buts about it, Leviticus 26, going back to Deuteronomy 28, there's no doubt about it. Because when you look at the foundations of this country, it was less than 3% of the population that was used to establish, under the blessing of God, what we now have today. And here's the good news. We still have the freedom to do the right thing. And the right time to do the right thing is right now. So let's do it. Amen. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to jump over on Facebook, Bradley Dean, please do. Bradley Dean double E. My Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 double E. You can also give us a call at any time. Please stick to the topic we're going to be talking about, under the influence. Socrates rightly said, "Let me write the music of the nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people." That's exactly right on the smack. And that's where we're at today in this country. And we've seen this take place in Britain under Ariana Grande and Katy Perry and the likes of Madonna and other musicians that they're using, because in fact they are the real legislators. They are the precursors. And it's interesting now, governments right behind them, corrupt governments right behind them, pushing the propaganda and the agenda forward, is it not? But we're going to be talking about that in just a couple moments, and we're going to highlight who they are. If you want to call in at any time, stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 1. I can go down the list, friends. We follow the Christ here, the great liberator of mankind. Remember, he came in Matthew 1:21 to deliver his people from their sins, not for them to remain in their sins. Just keep that in mind. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Behold the Lamb. That means through his sacrifice, going back to John 3:16. Now, friends, I want to let you know what we've been talking about again is exactly on the smack as far as what's going on in this country. Because the pop artists, friends, the musicians, the actors, they're used as, and they are in fact, the real legislators. And what I want to do is I want to take some time to expose who these people are and understand why it is that they are giving the message that they are giving today. Now, you can also, in contrast, take what's happening today on radio, and just to show you how far backwards we have gone as a country, go to Jeremiah 6:16 when you get a moment, please. But during the 50s and that which preceded them years, folks, do you realize the only thing for the most part that was on, if it wasn't news, it was Christian radio, Christian music on the airwaves in the United States of America. Now listen to what's being promulgated. Now listen to what's being broadcasted. Now look at who's being used to give forth that message. A bunch of useful idiots. Literally preaching, do what you want to do, appealing to everything that God told you to resist by bearing the cross. Read 1 John 2 when you get a moment. But I want you to understand this, because it does apply to every one of us, and it applies to me as well. Did you know that the average person listens to 6 hours of music every day? The average teen from the grades 7 to 12 listens to over 10,500 hours of music. Now, friends, keep in mind that's almost as many hours as one would go to school from first grade to graduation. When you look at the word influence, Webster's 1828, it denotes a power whose operation is unseen and known only by the effects. So if music does influence you or society, its effects should be very evident. And as a matter of fact, they are. Just look at people's clothes. When we do high school assemblies across the country, friends, I can tell you literally what musicians and what bands those students and those teachers listen to. I can without fail. Because, friends, you are who you follow, like it or not. It reminds me of when you go into a gym, you see these guys that are these little guys trying to get built up because they want to go into some bodybuilding championship. And interestingly enough, what they don't have there is they don't have some fat guy or fat lady sitting on the couch eating Twinkies and drinking Pepsis, do they? No. They have a picture of Arnold Schwarzenegger out there, 7-time Olympian, and the champion of bodybuilding. Seven times. Now we know that he used steroids. He lied about that throughout the years, but that's not my point at all. But what's interesting to note is they always put the standard in front of them as to what they want to become. Well, a lot of people, they don't realize what they have in front of them. They have no idea what they're listening to. And let's take that to spiritual food, friends. You are what you eat. It's just a fact. At the beginning of the week, I started highlighting out of their own mouths some of the things that they had to say. Like, for example, George Harrison of the Beatles stated the main thing is to get the kids, nail you when you're young, and then brainwash you. Then they got you for the rest of your life. He said that on an interview with Loose Talk Rolling Stone in 1970. And then what I did is I went over to Jimi Hendrix, who stated, music is a spiritual thing of its own. You can hypnotize people with music, and when you get in and into them and at their weakest point, you preach into the subconscious what you want to say. Now, it's interesting. George Harrison, if I'm correct, friends, I think there's only one Beatle that hasn't been stepped on, and that's Paul McCartney. It's interesting how God is not mocked. And when you look at Jimi Hendrix, he knew exactly what he was doing. He was operating in such a fashion. Read Ezekiel 28:18 when you get a moment. And also go over to Isaiah 14. You'll understand how Satan operates. But they ate the fruit of their own way. Literally, Jimi Hendrix died in his own vomit. And it reminds me of Bon Scott from AC/DC. Remember, he wrote a song called Hell Ain't a Bad Place to Be? And did you realize right after he recorded that song, 8 hours later, he was dead in his own vomit? Folks, these people are selling themselves out. And you should see the list of musicians that have done the same thing, not realizing that many of them are, as a matter of fact, just last week, Soundgarden singer ended up hanging himself. I mean, this is just you see a consistent number of these musicians dying or committing suicide or ODing or drinking themselves to death or just blatantly committing suicide. Why is that? Because there are spiritual forces at work, friends. Remember Marilyn Manson said, I'm humored by this one, and I need to convey this to you because I've heard from so many friends, especially in the music industry, that, you know, you can't be given your political message, and I'm just humored by it. I talked to a national publicist that represents a band, and I'm not going to say its name because if I did, everybody would know exactly who it is. And I brought up the band that she represents, and I said, what about that band? And I'm chuckling to her, like, you have got to be kidding me. I mean, everything they do is promoting literally Satanism. You know, it's just a game. It's an antic that they play out to make money. They're Family Guys. Really, then why are kids doing the things that they're saying? Why are adults doing the things that they're singing? I'm curious. Folks, remember this. Marilyn Manson said, I don't know if anyone has really understood what we're trying to do. We're trying to lure people in, and once we got them, we can give them our message. He said that back in 1996 to Hit Parader, page 28. Oh, my goodness. Folks, we're just at the tip of this, and one domino, two domino, three dominoes have fallen. We've got a whole mess more to go. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, talking about under the influence and the complete and blatant hypocrisy of those that are up on stage. I mean, folks, we got Ariana Grande over in Britain where there's another attack, right, perpetrated by the Muslims, we're told. And what's interesting about that is, you know, this is the girl that the music industry pushes to all the kids in this country. And for those that didn't know, she's quoted in a donut shop saying, "I hate Americans, I hate America." And she's also quoted as saying, "Islam is love." How is it that they're always pushing the same agenda? And yet they don't have a political message. I mean, I remember watching film with Madonna when we were compiling this information, and she was there, you know, with all the little 12 and 13 and 14-year-old girls with their mommies that were foolish enough to buy a ticket to watch this whore. But it was interesting to note how she was saying, "I don't give a blank if we all end up in hell." I mean, and folks, this is the tip of the iceberg. Look at Bruce Springsteen promoting transgenderism. Bryan Adams doing the same thing. I mean, some of the bands out there, folks, and by the way, it's a majority of the bands. It's not a minority. They're all pushing their message in one way or another. And isn't it interesting how they just tuck away the Christian scene into their own little demographic and, just leave us alone. And the professed church in America, they just go along to get along. They don't want to offend anybody rather than doing what they're commanded. They're okay that God's completely offended. And by the way, when you look up the word in Webster's 1828, offend means anything contrary to God's moral law. I mean, we need to get this thing right, friends. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I'm just thinking right now, when a dog barks, you know, I want you to listen to what John Calvin said. Love him or hate him, folks, he was exactly right in what he said. He said, a dog barks when his master is attacked. I would be a coward if I saw that God's truth is attacked and yet would remain silent. Shame on you! Wasn't it Jesus that said, if you're ashamed of me, in my words, I'm going to be ashamed of you? It's time to speak up, America. It's been my message for 20 years, and I've been practicing my family and my four boys and my wife, my whole cult family, friends, have been doing what exactly we've been saying and what we've been saying on this radio show in action. Which leads me to the fact that if you'd like to be a part of what's going on in your community, we're about 3 months out, 1-866-233-0747. We'd be more than happy to bring the message to your community. 1-866-233-0747. Let's get back to Under the Influence. Marilyn Manson, oh, by the way, these guys dress up and they named themselves after mass murderers. And this guy is about one of the sickest guys, literally, I've ever seen in my life. And sick is the right word. This is the guy that gets up in front of the kids, dresses up like a Nazi, and he rips the Bible up. Let's go over to Tom Morello of Audio Slave, who said, we are able to seduce some people in by the music who are then exposed to a different political message. They're all given a message. And why is it that Hollywood in the media, how come they resist those that mean to do good? And by the way, friends, I want to just set the record straight. We're not asking the devil for permission to obey God. We bring the message and we dispossess. Keep in mind when the Lord said, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Keep in mind where the gates were. We're on the offensive, not on the defensive. Read Exodus 23 when you get a moment as well. You need to be giving forth your message with the sword of the Spirit, Hebrews 4:12. But listen to this. While on Rage TV, Tom Morello of Audio Slave said, we are able to seduce some people in by the music who are then exposed to a different political message. That's exactly right. You should have seen how we went under attack by the media in public schools. Because we were actually teaching them history. We were showing them this is the answer to the dilemma in which you face. Show people the price paid, both in the natural and in the spiritual, not in that order. Man, everything I did, they were attacking me. And it's like, wait a second, I'm not the one violating the law. You're the one trying to push the homosexual agenda down the kids and on the kids. Well, they're being subjected to everything and protected for nothing and from nothing. And you got five churches around this building that stand there and do a whole lot of nothing that are actually the greatest advocates to what is going on in this country. 300,000 pulpits remain silent. That makes them the advocates of the homosexual agenda. That makes them the advocates of the abortion industry and immorality and corruption in government, friends. That's the church's job. And they are derelict of duty. They are reproachful. They're a joke for the most part. Read Jeremiah 1 when you get a moment. So just think about this again. We are able to seduce some people and by the music then are exposed to a different political message. Don't think your genre of music is getting a pass here. Because you need to understand, when I first got into the music scene back in the end of the 90s, it was important for you, and it is important for you to note, that the professed Christian bands that we played with, I would say that we ran into two bands out of all the bands that we played with that were actually practicing what they were preaching. I always got to prove these points, and I'm okay to do so. And I'm doing live radio, but this is coming to my aid right now. And I'm going to bring this forth just to show you to the extremity of the hypocrisy in the Christian realm. There was a metal singer for a band called As I Lay Dying. His name is Tim Labesis. He's 33 years old. He said that they called themselves a Christian metal band just so they could get into the music scene. And what you need to hear is once he was busted for his crime was that he was sentenced to 6 years in prison last month for his role in a murder-for-hire plot involving his estranged then-wife. And all the professed Christian kids were gobbling up his music and believing everything he said rather than judging him by what he was doing. He was sentenced to 6 years in prison last month for his role in a murder-for-hire plot involving his estranged then-wife. The name of the band was As I Lay Dying. And by the way, when he was interviewed in prison, he also confessed to the fact that he was an atheist. He just did it because it worked. And the professors, instead of back in the 16, preceding these dates, Spurgeon talked about, Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers out of England, talked about how during the earlier years of the church, all the way up until the 1800s, you had to, because the Bible tells us we have to prove ourselves, you had to prove yourselves to 1 to 3 years before you could be a part of a church. Now that you just say that you're a Christian, regardless if you practice what you claim to be, it's interesting to note everybody just accepts you for who you say you are, rather than the way Jesus told us to accept people. Judge them by their fruits. Matthew 7, verse 16. And it's just embarrassing. It really is. And I want to clarify this before we go back to under the influence. Jesus Christ was crucified for the very purpose of exposing the people that I'm exposing right now. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did. And they were the ones that said, we have no king but King Caesar, yet they said they belonged to God. They said that they were in bondage to no man, yet they were in bondage to the Romans. No, they delivered up Christ because of envy, and by the way, Pilate knew it. And they had him crucified, and remember, it was the chief priest that moved the people to have him crucified. So he came unto his own, and his own received him not. And not only did they not receive him, they also had him crucified. Well, they had a murderer delivered up to him. So let's do this, named Barabbas. Go ahead and let's start practicing what we preach, Exodus, the third commandment. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. In other words, you better practice what you preach, because when you go to the New Testament, it says that he that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. Going back to Exodus 20, the third commandment, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. In other words, practice what you preach. The world's dying to see Christ. Literally. And he died to reveal himself unto them through you, as we're sent as ambassadors. We're written epistles for all men to read, right? So they're paying attention to what we do. And we're not talking about the dead letter. The letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. Let's stick to the word, friends. Tom Morello said, we are able to seduce some people in by the music who are then exposed to a different political message. And it's interesting, if we just jump forward just a little bit here, it's also interesting to take note that Bob Pittman, the former VP and the co-founder of MTV, said that the strongest appeal that you can make is emotionally. He said, if you can get their emotions going, you've got them. At MTV, we don't shoot for the 14-year-olds. Bob Pittman said, we own them. Wow. You think the music industry is not saying the same thing? And jumping over to the likes of Elton John. Now, this is the guy over in England who married his boyfriend, which has never been in the history of mankind, by the way. and then they adopted a baby together. And then, by the way, Rush Limbaugh pays him $1 million to play at his, what, his third or fourth or fifth or sixth wedding? And yet, what's wrong with America? We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back. Final segment coming up.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Elton John, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. Elton John said, I crave to be loved. There's nothing wrong with going to bed with someone of your own sex. I just think people should be very free with sex. They should draw the line at goats. This is what he said. And Rush Limbaugh, 20 million listeners. I don't even know how many. Here, I'm going to just go online real quick. Rush Limbaugh. Married how many times? Bradley, why are you pulling this off? Because you got 20 million people in this country that are listening to this guy who's doing nothing but playing a gossip between the two parties in government. Oofta. I believe he's been married three times. Yeah, he got married in 1977, got married in 1982, got married in 1990. Oh, then he got married again in 1994. Then he got they got married again in December of 2004. Doesn't the Bible say something about when you're married and you're divorced that you're committing adultery? I guess that's probably just private interpretation, right? Now, Jesus said when you leave your wife or your husband and you go and marry another, you commit adultery against that person. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:9 that adulterers have no inheritance into the kingdom of God. It's called deconstructionism. What's your opinion of what the Word has to say? Well, you know what it says, but what do you want to convince yourself as to what it really says? Well, I just wanted to say what I think I wanted to say. Yeah, that's called deconstructionism. You're bringing it to private interpretation when you know clearly as to what it says. But my point with Rush Limbaugh is this is the guy that hired Elton John. I know his brother, and it's not like I'm capping on him. I'm just telling you, this is the only times the guy's been married, and he's got 20 million listeners in America listening to him today. I mean, it's like inquiring minds want to know. Look at who you're... This reminds me of Barbara DeAngelis. You know, she wrote a book called How to Make Love and Marriage Work. And I know I'm hitting some people right now. She wrote a book called How to Make Love and Marriage Work. Did you know that she was married 5 times? I mean, America. Really? It's... Wow! That's not going to work! It's not going to work on Judgment Day. It's time to repent. Really. Acts 20, verse 21. I crave to be loved. There's nothing wrong with going to bed with someone of your own sex. I just think people should be very free with sex. They should draw the line at goats. Rolling Stone, October 7th, 1976, page 17. And Disney loves to gobble up Elton John's music, don't they? Let's jump over to the greatest, I guess, rap artist in the history of the world, who happens not to be black, but white. His name is Eminem. You know, it's interesting when you ask students in public schools if they know who Eminem is. Everybody knows who he is. As a matter of fact, he was just in his backyard in Detroit, I believe, sometime back, not too long ago, where he sold 40,000 tickets. For all those that listen to Eminem and your kids listen to him, what would you think of me if I called you a bunch of low-life degenerate puppets who would buy into any type of crap the media pushes onto you? Well, that's exactly what Eminem labels his listeners as. If you look at his lyrics in the song I'm Back, he said, I take each degenerate's head and reach into it just to see if he's influenced by me, if he listens to my music, and if he feeds into this blank, he's an innocent victim and becomes a puppet. Then in the song Role Model, he raps, follow me, do exactly what the song says, smoke weed, take pills, drop out of school, kill people, and drink. And to prove Eminem knows how he's warping the minds of his listeners, he tells Spin magazine that he wrestles with the ramification he knows that he has on his listeners. June 2000, page 98, Spin magazine. You better bet your bottom dollar, brother from another mother. It's raining on the just and in the unjust all of the time. He who sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, and he who sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Read Galatians 6. His conscience is warning him of the things that he's doing and the seeds that he is planting. Because rest assured, there's going to be a harvest sooner or later. But I hear now Eminem, just to show you the sheer hypocrisy, I guess he's getting his life together now. You know why he's getting his life together? Because of his daughter. Well, it was okay for him to go ahead and spew his garbage on other people's kids, but now that he has his own, he understands it's a law unto itself. It reminds me of Madonna, who was asked on Larry King Live, you know, what is it that your daughter watches on television? And she chuckled a little bit, and she said, my child's not allowed to watch that garbage. America, this is why you're confused. And before you dismiss what's going on here, you got to keep in mind somebody's paying these individuals to do and to promote their message and do the things that they do. Who is it? Those that are buying their albums. Those that are buying their tickets. And what's sad about it is I wish I could say I was making all this stuff up, but I'm not. It's like in politics, I got to tell you people that, listen, I'm not talking to a third world country. I'm talking to you in America now. Now, I want you to imagine a children's book salesman with me, if you would. I'm a children's book salesman, and I want to sell you books. These are the books, and these books are top sellers for parents across the country. The first book is The Guide to Swearing, teaching young and old all the swear words known to mankind. It even helps the young preschoolers pronounce the words. And at the end of the book, it teaches your kids how to use these words to curse at you when they're mad at you. The second book is called All About Sex. Again, the second book is called All About Sex. Teach your kids, young and old, everything they need to know about sex. Even the young kids won't have a problem understanding it because it shows pictures in case they get a little confused. The third book is Your Complete Drug Guide. It will teach your kids all there is to know about drugs. It contains pictures, names, descriptions, how to make them, how to grow them on their own, and many wonderful ways to use them. And at the end of this book, it gives your kids contact numbers to some of the best drug dealers in the country to get them started. You can buy them each separately at your local bookstore. You can order them online, or you can join our book club and buy all three books at the price of one. How many of you would buy my books for your kids? Anyone with a little common sense would never buy these books like this for their kids, no matter how many others bought them or what kind of deal that I gave to them. Well, friends, guess what? Music is far more influential than almost any book in the world. So why is it then that you buy music that teaches and preaches all these through their lyrics? And don't forget that you are someone else's kids. You know, Fred Durst, the front man for the band Limp Bizkit, I mean, he is the definition of a loser. At least he was. Hopefully he's reformed himself by the power of the Holy One of Israel. He said, there are kids out there that are going to listen to every word I say. And doing a little research into the matter, you'll find he's right. In a 1999 Woodstock concert, 500 riot police had to stop the concert. 12 trailers and one main stage was burnt to the ground. Multiple dozens of sexual assaults and rapes occurred. 44 people were arrested, and 253 people were hospitalized, with hundreds who were treated on site for wounds. When Limp Bizkit took stage, Durst introduced a new song called Break Stuff by stating, "It's time to let yourself go right now because there's no mother blankin' rules out there." And as a result, a majority of chaos took place right after he had said those words and his band started to play. Now, folks, it's against the law to rape. It's against the law to destroy public property. And yet, let a musician defy the law and tell the audience, "Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people." Who do you think would be behind that, America? And your government advocates this. The Supreme Court says there's freedom of speech, freedom to do everything contrary to the laws that have been established to bestow upon us and to maintain our freedoms. Who are you kidding here? What did you expect? What did you think was going to happen when you get this low life out there talking to the young people saying, "It's time to let yourself go," and to start talking about breaking stuff? What do you think's going to happen? Well, exactly what did happen. We'll talk to you in 23, friends. Have a beautiful weekend. Remember what this weekend is about. Hundreds and thousands fought, bled, died, and bled, giving us the freedoms in which we...
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.